Now that you've been saving for retirement, you might be wondering if you've saved enough. I know I do. But maybe the amount of money isn't the problem. Maybe you just need to better manage your finances. Arthur Stein is a certified financial planner with SPC Financial in Rockville, and he joins us now. Good morning, Art.
Good morning, Tom and Amy.
So in my mind, I have, like, you know how the nuclear scientists have a doomsday clock, and when something happens in the world, it moves a moment or, you know, a moment toward or back from doomsday. I have a dog food clock for retirement, and so when my IRA goes down, then the minute hand moves a little bit closer to dog food for retirement, and, you know, when things go up, it moves a little bit back. So how can people keep away from the midnight for eating dog food when you retire?
Well, Tom, I'd like you to avoid dog food at any time, and lots of people are going to be retiring at the end of this month, so this is a very good time to take a look at this. Keep in mind that federal retirees are never going to run out of income. They'll always have their pensions, and many of them will have Social Security in addition. What we're really worried about is that we reach a point where our expenditures exceed our pensions, and then we have to start taking money from investments, and we run out of investments, then we have financial disaster. So one of the key things to do is to determine how much you're spending now while you're working. Keep a budget or just figure out how much you spent the last 6 or 12 months. Do it by category. Use that information to estimate how much you're going to spend in retirement. And then compare that expected expenditure to what your pensions are going to be. And if your expected expenditures are less than your pensions, that's a good thing. Your expected expenditures are higher than your expected pensions, that's a bad thing. You really need to think about postponing retirement.
Do you see this happening a lot? Is this a common problem?
Yeah, absolutely, because lots of retirees find that their cost of living goes up more quickly than the overall inflation rate. And it could be because of health problems or health insurance premiums. Could be for a lot of other reasons. And and of course, FERS retirees know up front that their FERS pension, their annuity, is not going to go up as quickly as the inflation rate if inflation is, greater than 3%. So they really need to think about, at some point, I'm going to need money for my investments. Let's take a look at the investments, the TSP and other investments, the amount, how they're allocated, expected returns. And it's very important that money that you expect to need from your investments in the next 10 years should be invested very differently than money you expect to need from your investments in the next 20 or 30 years.
And Art, I wanted to get back to that idea of the budget too, because when you keep track of what you're spending, it's much easier to control it. But it seems like nowadays there are a lot more things to buy that people didn't have years ago. And when you retire, those are tempting. I mean, flat screen televisions, Kindles, there's a whole range of junk now that exists that never existed before. And when you retire and you might be on a ample but fixed income, How should people approach that aspect of all the junk that might tempt you?
Well, I suppose one way to do it is never walk into a Best Buy or an Apple store and try to, avoid that temptation. But that's a key point, Tom, because lots of people think, well, you know, my expenditures won't change very much. But, you know, look at how much we spent 20 years ago on computers and digital phones and, cable TV. Lots of us weren't spending anything on that. And now for many people, that's a huge expense that we want to, spend because we want, and it's going to be a lot of money.
In fact, if you take the average monthly telephone bill and broadband bill and cell phone bill and that kind of thing, add it all up, that's what people used to have is their mortgage payment.
Oh, well, hopefully they won't be spending that much, but yeah, people spend enormous amounts. I mean, I spend an enormous amount. I can't get over it. And who knows what they'll come up with in the future that we haven't even imagined.
We're talking with Arthur Stein. He is a certified financial planner with SPC Financial in Rockville, Maryland. And I wonder if there is a pendulum swing going on here. Some people are putting off retirement, as you mentioned at the beginning of the interview, in part because of the economy, maybe because of some other reasons. So do you see this as a continuing trend, particularly because of the belt tightening that's going on? Or do you see perhaps because of the belt tightening, people are going to be more frugal anyway, and perhaps this could, down the road, lead to better planning for retirement?
You know, I think a lot more people are postponing retirement, or a lot of people are postponing retirement who had expected to retire earlier. And it's because of, the markets, the stock market is way down. There seems to be so many unknowns about the economy. You know, we never know more than, seems like 2 years in advance, what our tax rates are going to be. And one of the huge advantages of being a federal employee is the ability to postpone retirement and to continue working in many cases for as long as you want. And that is a great economic strategy. That's a great personal finance strategy. Every extra year you work, I mean, it increases your pension, it allows you to put more money in the TSP, gives you a better idea of what's going on.